You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, mark your calendars. Coming up on Saturday, August 28, 2010, it is the third annual Lady Legends Charity Classic basketball game. And we have got it all, guys. You have got to be there. We're going to be at Christ the King High School in Queens, New York. We already have our Lady Legends for 2010. We've got former WNBA stars Kim Hampton, Teresa Weatherspoon, Adrian Goodson, Ruthie Bolton, Corey Halede, Andrea Stinson, Tammy Jackson, Linda Burgess, Chantel Trimeter, and we're adding every single day. So do this. Get over to LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com. You can get all the event details. We've got some great packages over there. So get over there, LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com. Get your tickets. Tickets are going fast. Get on over there, LadyLegendsCharityClassic.com, and we look forward to seeing you in the house on Saturday, August 28th, Christ the King High School, Lady Legends Charity Classic, third annual.
What is this that I always keep reading about you saying how you were a role player on those teams?
Oh, absolutely. I was absolutely a role player. You know, back at USC, it was all about Cheryl Miller and the McGee twins, Pam and Paula McGee. I actually came off the bench at USC. I was a sixth man for the majority of my collegiate career, and I didn't really even start until I was I was in the starting five as a senior out of in college. And so, yeah, I was everything from barely getting in the game to the sixth man to eventually starting as a senior. Oh yeah, role player, baby.
Yeah,
Mark Plug.
Come on, it was because Cheryl wouldn't pass the ball, wasn't it?
No, hey, let me tell you, Cheryl Miller was great. I mean, just practicing with her, you could see just her level of talent, and she was always head and shoulders above the rest. And so I was able to learn a lot from her. But, you know, literally I was a late bloomer. I didn't really start playing basketball until I was around 15, 16 years old. And so I had a lot to learn. I was very raw coming into USC, and so I had a lot to learn.
When you were in high school, you were more into track, right?
Yes, I ran track. I played softball, tennis. But my major sport at the time was track, and I ran the 400 and the 400-meter hurdles and 4x4 relay. That was my sport. But once I started playing basketball, I literally fell in love with the sport, and that was my sport. I mean, that's what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be the best I could be at basketball. And so, you know, and now I'm here. This is where I am, Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame. Can you believe it?
This is David Siegel, the host of the Dishin' and Swishin', the World of Women's Hoops radio show. You can find us each and every Wednesday on www.strradio.com. Thanks for following us here on Swish Appeal.